Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Yo, ho, 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 ho.
Thank you.
It is The Odd Couple. On a funky flashback Friday, indeed it is. Rob Parker and Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard.
Rob Parker.
That's right. Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. Thank you, Bill. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a show we have for you today on this Black Friday. Andy Furman, I got news for you.
Yes, sir.
Every Friday is Black Friday in my life. Nothing changes.
I love it. There you go.
Rob, you've been waiting all year for that, haven't
all
you?
All year.
I'm glad I didn't say that.
Andy, that would be your last day on the radio if you said it.
You can say anything once, though, you know.
You know that? Yeah, that's true. How are you, Andy Furman? The radio
legend. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
The radio legend from Cincinnati, Mr. Andy Furman, who, of course, is on Fox Sports Radio. That was the turkey, Andy. That sounded. What was that? That's like a turkey choking.
It wasn't me, though, I tell you that.
How are you, buddy? How was Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was great. I hope you're great. You know, I miss you. I love you. I listen to you and Chris.
Love you, too,
life
buddy.
Is good. And they say it's going to snow here on Sunday, and the Bengals are hosting the Steelers, so there's going to be some snow.
Very nice. Well, it's this time of the year. It's almost December. I should get a little snow. Nothing wrong with a little white stuff, you know what I mean, on the ground in Cincinnati this time of year. Right?
There you go.
All right. Well, we got a great show ahead for everybody listening today on this funky flashback Friday. But first, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because you wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Alex Teicher. Alex, the engineer, is here.
You know what's crazy, though, Rob?
Speaking of odd.
Oh, stop it for a ball.
What's that?
You know what's crazy, Rob? So you and I had a tradition here for many, many holidays.
Uh-oh,
and we would always say there was three staples here on every holiday.
Yes.
Some changed, though, yesterday. Isn't that right?
I know. And Steve DeSager, put your headset on because we're very angry at you. We were the three musketeers. Steve DeSager is on the update desk here on this Black Friday. Alex and me, we always worked all the holidays, right? What happened, Steve?
I had Thanksgiving with family for the first time, and I do not know how.
Is that right?
That
is wow.
Correct. Drove out of town.
So you drove out of town and just was like,
drove
all
back
right.
for this today, yeah.
Wow.
It probably wasn't that good because you came back.
Was it good?
It was good.
Did you have a lot to eat? Or
yeah, it was a buffet at a place, so yeah.
Oh, was that a restaurant?
You could have the ham and the turkey and the stuffing and everything else. It was could, like trays of everything and desserts.
Any to-go boxes or no? Could you take
yeah,
some?
Yeah, it wouldn't have done me any good. I was stuffed.
You stuffed? Yeah, I got you.
We're all lucky right. to have you, Steve.
Yes,
you really
always.
Are.
Steve is the best update anchor on national radio, period.
I'm he
not,
is.
And I'm you not already noticed, that, Andy, yeah. I don't just pass out compliments. I'm not that guy.
I know you.
I'm
not.
Serious. And, of no, course, Patrick is our producer, filling in for Rob G. Chris Broussard is on vacation on this holiday, and he'll be back with us on Monday. Coming up in about 25 minutes, Tyler Dragon from USA Today, our NFL analyst, he'll join us. Mark Schneider, who wrote a book about Michigan, and this is great with the Michigan-Ohio State game coming up on Saturday. He'll join us in hour number two. And Branson Wright, do you know Branson Wright, Andy?
No, can't say I do.
Branson Wright is from Cincinnati.
Really?
Yes, he's from Cincinnati, and he has a new film that's streaming on Apple TV, Amazon Prime, and Google Play. And this is right in your backyard. This is why we saved Branson Wright, so that you could talk with him.
Thank
but
you.
It's called King of the Block. It's a new film, King of the, on the Block. It's about the rivalry of Moeller and Princeton High School in Ohio.
Wow.
You know Moeller, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jerry Faust.
Absolutely. So it's we'll talk with Branson in the third hour of the program. So we got a lot on our plate. So move that extra turkey to the side, and let's get going. Let's start here. And, Andy, there was Friday football because someone was willing to pay for it. I mean, I'm okay. I just forget there's no such thing as player safety. Just have guys play. How about doubleheaders if somebody will pay for it? Let's do that. But anyway, there was a Black Friday game, the Dolphins and the Jets. Another just awful football game. Another awful performance by the Jets. An embarrassing performance. And this, Andy, I got to say, Tim Boyle might be a nice guy. I don't know. But him starting in the NFL a game for the Jets is just the most embarrassing, just further proof of how mismanaged and terribly run the New York Jetropolitans are. I get it. Tim Boyle is a friend of Aaron Rodgers, and wherever Aaron Rodgers goes, this guy happens to be the third string guy. It's like you get a job and all you got to do is hold a clipboard and show up to practice every day, right? And grab the loose footballs that are rolling around. I get that. But once you decide that you're going to pull the plug on Zach Wilson, and I get it, he was terrible and they wanted to like hold him accountable that he didn't play well, so we're not going to let you just finish out the string. I get that. Can't Trevor Siemian play? Who is Tim Boyle? Tim Boyle, after this performance, I think I'd rather have a Boyle on my backside than watch Tim Boyle play quarterback. This guy, he was sacked seven times, one touchdown, a late nothing touchdown, two picks. And he played at UConn. Andy, do you know what his numbers at UConn were?
I have no clue.
Are you ready? Let me give you one.
Please tell me, really.
In his college career, one touchdown and 13 picks. How are you starting a game in the NFL with those numbers?
How are you winning the NFL?
I don't even get it. But anyway, go ahead, Andy.
I want to say this. I listen to sports talk. I listen to it for years. Listen to it as much as I can. 99% of sports talk shows are picks on games. No one gives a crap. No one cares. No one's going to listen to me and when I say you should take the Jets over whatever or Green Bay because that's not it. Let me tell you, I'm going to be someone of the voice of the fan right now. You're a Jets fan. Your head is buried. You're ashamed to wear Jets memorabilia, Jets t-shirts, hoodies, whatever it may be. Okay, I want to know this from the fan's point of view. How in the hell do you, A, pay for these tickets, and how and why do you continue to go and watch this garbage? It's like JV football. It's a turnoff. It's an embarrassment to the National Football League. 34-13. This guy Boyle throws for 179. Breece Hall. I thought this guy was a hell of a running back. He rushed for 25 freaking yards today. I don't understand it. I'm tired of the gambling and the favorites and the minuses and the pluses. You want to talk about that? Go somewhere else. I want to talk to the fans. I want want to stand on this podium, thanks to Rob Parker, and say, you know what? It's time to say, I've had enough. I'm not going anymore. I'm not spending my good hard-earned cash on tickets to watch this dreck, this Jets dreck on the field. It's terrible. It's an embarrassment. And you know who's got the last laugh? The last laugh right now is Sean Payton, making fun of that offensive coordinator of the Jets. He was right. Sean Payton was right.
I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you at all, and I'm with you. I don't know how people continue to do it, continue to look at this team and this franchise and think anything's happening. I get it. Aaron Rodgers was hurt. It messed up all their plans. But they were ill-prepared, Andy, in case that a 39-year-old quarterback, did you not think that there's a possibility he could be hurt at some point? What was your backup plan? To bring back Zach Wilson? Who they ridiculed and said couldn't play, and then they tried to convince us that he was getting better. Didn't you hear that? Well, through osmosis, because Aaron Rodgers was in the room.
He was as bad as last year.
He was terrible. Man. And how do
they got the same thing going in Cincinnati with Joe Burrow being hurt? They got no qualified backup there. There's no way that Jake Browning is going to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. No way.
None whatsoever.
I don't think so. Unless they play 12-11.
It is awful where we are as far as the Jets again. And then, of course, the NFL curses. They took the Jets on all these national games, right? Because they thought Aaron Rodgers was going to be on the team. So week after week when there's a national game, somehow we got to watch the Jets every night. And I would have said to Aaron Rodgers, I know this is your guy, thank you, but we're not playing him. Well, how are we playing a third string quarterback, and for what? He'll never be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Why are you wasting snaps on Tim Boyle? Can you help me? Is there nobody else in the country who can play quarterback? For real, Andy. They could have brought out Colin Kaepernick.
I was going to say Kaepernick. Yes, I take my chance with Kaepernick, who hasn't seen the light of day in 3 years.
Who hasn't played in 6 years.
Right?
I would. He could not have been as bad as Tim Boyle.
I'm with you. And what about going back to the games? They can't flex? What about this term flex? I thought they'd flex as soon as Aaron Rodgers got hurt. Get the Jets off there. Nobody wants to watch the Jets anymore. It's embarrassing. You know what? Who I feel bad for is Al Michaels on Thursday night. You know he can't stand those games. You just know it. You can tell by his voice. He's the best play-by-play football guy on God's green earth. I love Al Michaels. I really do. And he tries to make it as entertaining as he can. But the talent they give him to work with is terrible. It's embarrassing.
I'm sure he's doing all right with the $10 million or whatever they're giving him.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I could tell that wallet's fat, because whenever they have a shot of him in the booth, he's leaning to one side. So I'm sure that the money's good. I mean, it is awful. It just is awful. And I wonder, and I guess the question is, if you're out there and just a Jets fan or football fan or whatever it is, I mean, do you decide, do you feel like, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, like in Detroit, and you know this, Andy, I worked there for 20 years, and I know plenty of people who went Lions free for a long time. They just said, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not watching. I'm not spending any money. I'm not giving the Ford family any more money. You know, like they couldn't take it anymore.
And it's a commitment.
Does that happen for Jets fans and people with your teams when it's this? I mean, I know the expectations were through the roof. Oh, they got Aaron Rodgers. They got this good defense. Oh, they got a running game. Look, they're going to go to the Super Bowl from the AFC. I heard all the hype. And, Andy, I said it before the season started, that the Jets would wind up being the Mets, and I was right.
You're right. I was right
on the money on that, and now here we are that Tim Boyle is starting on Black Friday.
It's a joke. You know what? I'm going to say this to Roger Goodell. I hope you're listening, Roger. If not, I'll drop you a line. Here's the deal. Be careful what you wish for. You got your hand out. You got Amazon. You got everything making the money. I get it. The owners love you. That's why you're still there in the big chair. Because the owners love you. You work at the behest of the ownership. No doubt about that. But you know what? It's going to catch up to you because you cannot throw this garbage in the public's face. We're not that stupid. And honestly, less is more. You're giving us games on Sunday night, Sunday day, Friday afternoons, a day after Thanksgiving. Thursday nights. It's going to kill it. You're going to kill the players on health-wise, and you're going to kill the product. Less is more. Pull it back. And now you want an 18-game schedule? Pull it back.
You heard Andy. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Jets fans, football fans, when your team is mismanaged and going down the crapper like this, do you ever feel like you want to pull back and stop? Stop feeding the dragon. Stop giving your money when you're not getting anything in return. We get it. Aaron Rodgers was hurt. But did you really expect to see Tim Boyle on Black Friday in a game for the Jets? Is that really – did they send him out there? Was that – I mean, you want to talk about Vegas probably should have pulled that game off the board. How in the world – was it plus 85?
Ugh.
I mean, seriously, for the Jets? I mean, that Vegas must have lost a boatload of money, Andy, today, because I don't know how anybody
– I'm going to say this right here now.
Put 2 cents on the Jets.
Breece Hall ran for 25 yards.
How many carries? 25?
Seven. Okay, that's a joke anyway. But I cannot do it any longer because I got two bad hips, okay? But I would tell you this. I put my money down that you, Rob Parker, could rush for more than 25 yards if they gave you the amount of carries. I promise you, you could rush for more than 25 yards.
All right, it is the Odd Couple on a Black Friday. That's right. We are live in studio, Rob Parker, along with Andy Furman, filling in for Chris Broussard. We want to hear from you. Football fans, frustrated. What do you do when you're frustrated like the Jets fans have to be? We want to hear from you next. 877-99 on Fox. It is the Odd Couple. Stick and stay.
For as Rob Parker likes to say, every day is Black Friday.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like digging for treasure
or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Welcome in. Hour number two of The Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and Andy Furman. And for Chris Broussard, we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. Hey, Odd Couple fans, if you miss any portion of the show, just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all platforms. Just type in Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, download the show, and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. It's that easy. Hour number two, as we said, we're going to do some college football tomorrow. The big game on Fox is the Ohio State-Michigan game. All kinds of stuff is involved here. Michigan has won the last couple of games. Is this how important is this for Ryan Day, the coach at OSU? You know, if you don't beat Michigan enough, you could be out of a job.
Yes, Carl Bruce.
That's right. So this is like a huge game. Three in a row would not sit well with the faithful at Ohio State. But, Andy, the question really is, and Jim Harbaugh, of course, will not be coaching. He's suspended.
That whole story, he'll get the win if they win.
But that whole story was weird because you remember he was claiming that he wanted the due process in his day in court. And then when I guess they showed him the evidence that they had, he was pretty quick to go, okay, never mind. You know what I mean? Like, what happened right all of a sudden that he didn't want due process in his day in court? I don't know what they showed him. But the Big Ten must have showed him some, Andy, because he did a reversal on that, didn't he?
They cut a pretty good deal. Said, look, I won't go to court. Get rid of one of my coaches. You got another guy you got rid of, too.
Yep.
And let me get the wins, even if I'm not coaching, and away we go.
And I won't show the evidence that we have.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean,
it's a good deal. Good attorney,
but,
actually.
But I guess, in this case, who are you rooting for in this game? And I'm going to tell you. You know I'm a sports writer. You know I don't play favorites. I don't root for anybody. I really don't.
Right.
And I haven't since 1986 when I got that job in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. For real. I'm dead serious. You know me, Andy. I'm a straight shooter. People don't like it. They think I should be more rah-rah to home team. Everybody in Detroit used to be mad at me because I picked the Lions to lose all the time, and I was mostly right. But anyway, my point is, I think if you're a football fan, you got to be rooting against Michigan.
Oh, man.
And I'll say this. Because of the cheating scandal, it reminds me of the Astros cheating scandal and how people, you know, they became public enemy number one. And here's why it's bad. Because their turnaround seems to coincide, Andy, I don't have all the stuff in front of me, all the evidence. But you remember, Ohio State was beating Michigan like a drum. It wasn't even a real rivalry. Remember, they had won a ton in a row, and it was just like lopsided, and it was ugly. Jim Harbaugh was on the verge of being fired. He had to take a pay cut at Michigan. You remember all that stuff. It was bad.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they started winning. They started winning, and you just wonder – how much of that is Michigan finally putting it together, or how much of it is some intel and information that they also got, which helped them along? Where are you on this? And can you see what I'm saying when I say some fans might want to root against Michigan?
No, loud and clear, I hear what you're saying. And I want to just preface this by saying we did not discuss this prior to the show.
No, we did not.
This is not one of those things like you go one way, I go the other.
Not at all.
I'm a Jim Harbaugh fan, okay, and I'm rooting for Michigan, okay? Because I think they're getting screwed. And I'll tell you why. What's worse, tanking or what they've done? What's worse, tanking or the NIL money when you're buying players, which teams do all the time, buying players? And I'll tell you right now, they've beaten schools like a drum this year, Michigan, and I don't think the so-called alleged cheating had anything to do with it.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah,
how do you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Let me ask you, Patriots, Bill Belichick got the largest fine in the history of the NFL for a coach. $500,000, right?
Right, right.
He also, they lost draft picks.
But they caught him with a video camera, right?
Okay, but I'm just saying, you can't tell me that the cheating doesn't matter because you wouldn't do it if it doesn't help you. Why would you do it? You cheat because it helps you. If I know a team's defensive signals or what their coverage is, I can adjust. I can do something different.
So let me give you an example. Right. I can't prove that. But last week, Michigan, they averted what would have been a tremendous travesty if they lost to Maryland. They won 31-24. But if you watch that game, the Maryland quarterback, Tagliavoa, he accounted for 11 of Michigan's points. It was him. You can't do that with scouting or so-called cheating. That's what it was. He blew the game for Maryland. I get it. And Michigan's defense averted the upset at Maryland because of what their quarterback, the Maryland quarterback, did. I understand that. Look, the cheating is out there. They claim that Harbaugh didn't know anything about it. You know what? Even if he did know anything about it, it's his program.
He's exactly. Shame on you.
Same with Rick Pitino. They're the so-called CEO of the organization. You have to know what's going on in every aspect, from you to everybody underneath you, including the equipment manager, the managers of the team, everybody. It's your responsibility. So if you didn't know about it, shame on you. You have to know about it. But I still say I'm a Harbaugh fan. I always have been. And look, I'm glad he got a second life in Michigan, and I hope they beat the pants off Ohio State tomorrow.
Why are you an anti-Ohio State guy? I'm just curious as a guy.
I think a lot has to do.
A long time in Cincinnati. I'm just curious.
A lot has to do with these. The fans are. I thought it was bad when I lived in Oklahoma with Oklahoma University fans. I thought they were bad. These Ohio State fans are ridiculous. I mean, and it may be worse in Michigan. I don't know. You were up there.
Yes.
You covered Michigan. I'm sure.
For 20 years.
They might be just as bad. But these Ohio State fans.
Michigan fans always
nauseating.
Whenever they lose, they just say that they ran out of time. We just ran out of time. Okay.
But I will say this about the game tomorrow. A probable college football playoff bid's on the line, a potential Big Ten title on the line, ultimate bragging rights, of course, and maybe a coach's life is on the line with Ohio State if he loses to Michigan again. But I don't think it's fair. And to use the term fair in sports is almost ridiculous. Both teams are 11-0, and they're going to play the winner of the other division, which is Iowa, which has two losses. So if Iowa wins against either Ohio State or Michigan for the title game of the conference, and they're going to have two losses, and one of these teams is going to have just one loss and they're going to stay home? That's ridiculous. That's a joke in itself.
Yeah, the college football, that's a whole different thing. There's all kinds of quirky things that could happen and some of it doesn't make any sense. But in this case here, Andy, I what surprises me is that you're down with cheating. Is that did you hold the Astros accountable? I'm asking, did you hold the Astros accountable?
Well, I'll go one step further. Did Major League Baseball hold them accountable?
Yes, they did what they could do. What did you
did
want them to
the
do?
Did they take the title away?
Come on.
What did they do?
They're not going to
take
do
a
that.
Draft pick away? What did they do? What did Major League Baseball do to the Astros?
What are you talking about? The general manager and the manager both lost their jobs.
The Astros did that, not Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but you don't think that was a nudge from the league and they had to go out and expose them? People still look at them. You know what? Jose Altuve might be one of the best second basemen we've ever seen. And trust me, when the time comes for the Hall of Fame, there are going to be people who remember him not wanting his jersey ripped off. Okay?
I'm going to go with Deion Sanders. Okay. When Deion Sanders was asked this question when the alleged cheating incident came up weeks ago, he says, you know what? You got to beat him on the field. It's mano a mano. And I like what Deion said. And maybe he said that to protect his fellow coach. I don't know why he said it, but
it's
I like what he said.
It's a fraternity. You know that.
Well,
they all protect each other. And
well,
here's
and there's the problem. There's a lot of coaches are happy that Harbaugh's in trouble, too, you know.
Why? Why? Now, I hear this all the time. Well, the Big Ten, they hate Harbaugh. They just want to screw Jim Harbaugh. The Big Ten doesn't want their team, one of their teams in their conference that's undefeated, not to go to the national championship or be in the tournament, you know what I mean, in the conference, in the football playoffs. That doesn't make any sense to me if you're just doing that. Why?
If you were to ask the commissioner of the Big Ten one-on-one in a private room in a setting and it will never get out, he would hope that Ohio State would win to end this Michigan travesty in his mind. He doesn't want Michigan to go on.
Because there's question marks, and I think that is fair.
And the game will be surrounded. That game will be surrounded by that dark cloud.
But do you remember when Eric Mangini was coaching the Jets and we're going to play the Patriots? and called out Bill Belichick and what they did and said, "He right. don't do that to me?" Come on, Andy. You don't believe that you would, as a coach, think about it as a coach. You put in your hard work, your blood, your sweat, your tears. Your kids have worked hard, and the other team has your defensive signals, and they're cheating. You don't want that. And that's what it has been alleged of Michigan. If nothing happened, then Jim Harbaugh shouldn't have bowed to the Big Ten. He shouldn't have fired the coaches. Why'd he fire people and have them resign if they didn't do anything? The one thing I never heard throughout the whole controversy, Andy, the one thing I never heard, not once, was them say that they were innocent and that they didn't do it. They gave you every excuse about what other people are doing and this and that.
They didn't know about it.
But they never.
The guy did it on his own.
Did they ever say that it didn't happen? They never said that.
Well, but the fact by them saying they didn't know about it and it was done by a guy on his own, which tells them they don't know what happened because a guy did it on his own.
When you got the intel, you didn't stop to think to yourself, boy, that intel's pretty good. Where'd we get that from? If you're a head coach and they're feeding you some intel that's working, wouldn't you go, who's scouting? Who's doing that? To say he doesn't know who's scouting and who's doing stuff, I can't buy it.
Well, you did mention one thing which I liked. Like, you got the kids that are working so hard, at least the conference or the NCAA or both, didn't take it away from them. Why punish them for something that alleged happened that they had no control over? Because they've done it on the field. You know, good, bitter, and different.
Right. If somebody tells you that this is the play or what this is the defense we're running or the offense, you don't know all that, do you? If you're the kid, you just go out. Oh, wow,
right,
that play
you still
got to
beat him on the field. Yeah, okay, even, you know, I wish there was a test, like a pumice test you could do, like to see if a team that has signals prior to a game and another team plays the same team the following week without the signals, if it makes a difference. I'd like to know, because you still got to have the better people, the better players to win. Believe me, you have to have the better players.
All right,
you just have to.
We want to hear from you on this, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Where are you? Are you rooting against Michigan because of the cheating scandal, or are you rooting for Michigan to win despite what's happened and to beat Ohio State? We want to hear from you. And this is interesting because
I want Michigan to win, to stick it to the people that are accusing him, good, bitter, and different. Stick it to the conference. Stick it to the NCAA.
And I want to see Ohio State win if Michigan indeed has cheated, because I don't want to see cheaters win, just like I had an issue with the Astros. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you. It is the Odd Couple right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For your possible chance to come on air on Black Friday.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. It's a funky Flashback Friday. It's a Black Friday. People out doing some Christmas and Hanukkah shopping. Hey, Andy, when does Hanukkah fall this year? Sometimes it's close.
December the 7th.
Early, huh?
Yes, early, yes.
Have you done your Hanukkah shopping?
Not yet.
Not yet?
No, you know me. I wait for Cyber Monday.
Okay. So you don't go into stores anymore?
Oh, no, I can't.
Can't do it?
No, people stop me, want pictures and autographs. I can't do that.
Well, that's what happens when you're a legend and you're walking around Cincinnati. I mean, Andy and I, we go way back. When I first came to Cincinnati back in 1991 to cover the Cincinnati Reds. Is that unbelievable? Andy, still to this day, one of the all-time. Remember, I left New York. I was covering the Knicks, and people, my friends who were NBA writers, thought I was absolutely bonkers that A, I left the NBA beat and the Knicks. B, I left the Daily News, which was the largest paper in the country at the time, to come to Cincinnati to cover baseball. And Andy...
Was it baseball? It wasn't the city of Cincinnati. Was it baseball that did it?
Yeah, yeah. Because you know who the two beat guys were at the Daily News where I was working? Michael Kay was covering the Yankees, and Bob Clappish was covering the Mets. So I looked at those guys. I was like... How am I? I'm going to wait for those guys to get out of the way. You know what I mean? And that's what made me take the job. It was a good job in Cincinnati, and it was the best thing I ever did in my career.
It sure was, because I met you.
That was a long time ago. My God.
Well, it sure was.
And here
we
are.
Let me ask, what about this the barbershop? What is that all about? How did you get involved with
that?
Because I always see pictures on that. I want to get a haircut there.
You know what the barbershop is called? Sporty Cuts on West 7 Mile Road in Detroit. 21 years, Andy, we've been in business. We had a big party last year for the 20th anniversary. And as a kid growing up in New York, and you go to barbershop, sports talk. And I thought to myself, I love it. I love going to barbershop, love getting into debates and arguments about sports. And I said, I would love to own my own barbershop one day. And that's really how I got that idea when I was a kid. And I made it happen. And it's one of the greatest things I ever did. You feel connected to the community. And the sports talk in the barbershop is just great. You know that.
And you went out and you hired barbers? I mean, you knew who they were? How did you do that?
No, I mean, my business partner is a barber. And he's the one who's the day-to-day guy who works at the shop and whatnot. But I love the barbershop.
That's great.
All right. What I don't love, though... as we switch over here, and don't forget, coming up in about 25 minutes, we're going to talk with Branson Wright, who's a filmmaker and has a new movie out. We'll talk about that, and it involves high school rivalry in Ohio, so we'll do that. But what I don't like, Andy, is the NBA in-season tournament.
We agreed.
It's going on right now. The Knicks and Miami are playing in one of those games. I have no idea which games are. I know it's Friday night games are deemed tournament games or whatever it is, and they just change the court, and then somehow you're going to go to a Las Vegas and you're going to win money and all this. This is like stuff they're paying guys like $40 million to play, and they have to give an incentive to play during November and December. It is like some of the worst stuff I've ever seen. And, you know, Adam Silver, my goodness, is this your contribution to the NBA? No, really, like, your legacy is that you were a pushover commissioner, too soft for the players, load management. And your contribution to your history is that you had an in-season tournament that they do in Europe with soccer.
Yeah, this
that nobody
is not
cares
soccer.
About.
Right.
I agree, and I think it's a disaster. I have
you know
no
what? I'm so happy. I'm so happy to hear this because you need a PhD to figure out how it works.
Right.
You really do. And
I got a headache just saying that.
Right. It's amazing. Look, I got to talk about Adam Silver for a second. This is nothing more, this in-season tournament, nothing more than a cheap tactic to combat the NFL, which they'll never do, with to gain attention in the media, which is not happening, and to fool the public. Because you know what? If you follow this thing, you are a fool. Okay? And I'll say this, Adam Silver, and I'll jump on your back a little bit by doing this. Adam Silver, you want to do something? Stop the tanking. Stop the load management.
Yes.
And punish the loonies. Punish the loonies in the league. You know, slap them around a little bit so the league will have a little more decorum and a little more respect.
I'm with you. I just, like, I don't even know how NBA fans, really? Are you into this? Do you know what this is? Somebody's won the in-season tournament, so now you're going to say if the Lakers win, LeBron won four championships and one in-season tournament. He's got more in-season tournaments than Michael Jordan ever won. Is that what you're going to use as why he's the GOAT?
It's ridiculous. And I'll go one step further. Adam Silver with this NBA All-Star game. Go back to East-West. I think you are this year. You know, the captains and picking teams. That was the most asinine thing I've ever seen. East-West. Boom. When Oscar Robertson played against Jerry West, that was an All-Star game.
And if you remember, right? Didn't they leave the Joker? Was he last pick or something? Like, they didn't
even
pick
crazy.
The guy.
I mean, do something worthy. Don't just do something for the sake of doing something. You're failing as a commissioner. You really are. I got to tell you right now, you are.
I'll tell you, I'm Andy, I covered the league. I was there. I don't know. When David Stern brought the writers from the rafters down to the court, remember to sit courtside?
Right.
I was there when Michael Jordan made that shot against Craig Elo. I was in Richfield, Ohio for that, you know, and all these other things where I got to see it up close and write about it and have a feel for the game and the talking from the players. And
No more.
None of that. And the league is just, it's hard to, the players aren't interested. How about fans? How could you be interested? You only want to be interested when the playoffs start. Have you decided that the regular season, you made it where people don't even want to care about the regular season anymore? Because the players don't seem to care. And this tournament's not going to change anybody's mind.
Oh, it's ridiculous. You know, you just hit a home run with this remark because the money is killing the sport. What do I mean by that? Not the salaries. Let the players make as much as they can, all right? What's killing it is like what you just said. There was a time when the writers would sit courtside. And you get a feel for the game. Last year, I went to go to a Xavier University basketball game and get a media credential. Normally, I don't go to many games anymore. I watch them on TV. But I wanted to go. Good friend of mine was coaching a local college that came into town, so I went to the game. They put us up on the rafters. The only people downstairs are the TV and radio people. I mean, how do you get a feel for it? I'll never go back. I don't get it because they've sold those down court seats, courtside seats, to the big time boosters. I get it. It's money. But you know what? At what expense?
Everything,
to take away from the media?
Everything can't be sold. I tell that all the time to people. And that's, I have the utmost respect, and I'm saying to Andy, I really do, the utmost respect for the Dodgers and for the Yankees. You know how many millions of dollars they're giving up by not renaming their stadiums, okay?
Right.
People would pay a gazillion dollars to be the American Express Stadium for the Yankees. Well, am I right or wrong?
You're exactly right.
How about the Dodgers? They still call it Dodger Stadium easily. They could give up the name and make millions of dollars and put into their coffers. Everything can't be for sale, Andy.
You're exactly right. And it was named before. Think about this. Before the Dodgers moved out there, their stadium did have a name. It was Ebbets Field over Charles Ebbets.
Right. But not sold.
But not paid.
That's what I mean.
Right.
To a sponsor.
Right.
Same thing. So all these other stadiums, I hope it never changes. I hope that some of these places never do that. But this in-season tournament, I do want to hear from people. And we're going to open it up, you know, because we do want to hear, are you enjoying this? What am I missing? Maybe me and Andy are dinosaurs and we're going
to
be extinct.
I'd like to give a prize to somebody who could explain it to me.
I want somebody to tell me that you're following it.
Right.
That it's made a difference to your watching of the games this time of the year, that you're enjoying this, that you know who's leading and who's going to win it. Seriously, 877-99 on Fox. Please, NBA fans, if you're enjoying this and you can explain what's going on here and how much you enjoy this, let us know. If you hate it, you can call as well. But I don't want to sound like, hey, you kids, get off my lawn, guy. But this really is a head-scratcher. Oh. I just don't understand.
Adam Silver, you want to do something? Start the NBA season Christmas Day. That you can't compete with the NFL. Throw your hands up. Forget it. You can't do it. It's impossible. No way.
Just make it so that players have to play. Andy, here's my thing for load management. Real simple. Make it like baseball when you go on a disabled list. So here it is. If you miss a game, you sit out. You know what you got to do? You got to miss the next three as well. So if somebody is faking it, they got to give up four games in a row, right? So you're not going to just take off a game because you have to miss the next three. And if you're really hurt, it gives you time to get healed. Do you see what I'm saying?
So this way,
you're not telling somebody, oh, you're faking it. You can't do that, right? Somebody could be really hurt. So it's fine, but you got to miss the game you're taking off plus the next three. And I guarantee you, if a guy took three games off, right, that would mean he would miss 12 games.
But nothing happened. When it initially started when the San Antonio Spurs played the Miami Heat, and Popovich left his entire starting team in San Antonio.
I remember
when they went to Miami. It was unbelievable. And nothing happened.
And that was
Commissioner did nothing.
No, he got fined $250,000.
But that
was a national game, and the TV people were not happy. But all right, we want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox. So you're in tournament. In-season tournament. Are you engaged? Are you love it? Are you hate it? Where are you on this? It is Andy Furman, Rob Parker here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For possibly some more NBA on a Black Friday in the U.S. of A.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!